Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Question in from Rob Arnold. Today, also within the Coach Perry membership site. If you want to join, just go to coachperry.com/join. Get priority scheduling on these questions as well. Rob, great question today, Lindsay. He said, have we covered cadence previously? We've touched on it, but we haven't done too much, Rob. He said, could you possibly provide some insight on this in terms of training run cadence versus comrades cadence, and preferably for Bull Rowan, but would obviously like it to be as valuable for as many people as possible. Lindsay, is cadence such a big thing? Is it something we should be really focusing on? And if so, what do we need to do?
Well, look, I'll give you some basics. Effectively, the faster we run, the higher our cadence tends to be. And that will also be for different people. So as a faster runner, I would typically have a higher cadence than a slower runner. But then also, I will have a higher cadence when I'm running faster than when I'm running slower. We shouldn't manipulate cadence much. There've been loads of articles about it, both in scientific literature as well as in your everyday magazine type of literature. It has been a little bit of a buzzword, and a lot of coaches that focus heavily on cadence and running form and these sort of things, I feel almost they feel a little pressured into making their or their charges or whatever it is relevant, because the reality is that the research very clearly shows that whenever we manipulate cadence, running form, or anything to do with our running, when we manipulate it artificially, without question, every single time a coconut, we become less efficient. There may be some injury benefits or prevention benefits. That are those sort of things I haven't delved into. But time and time again, research paper after research paper, we become less efficient when we manipulate our running stride and our cadence and our running form or biomechanics. So your body will find the most efficient / economical cadence, stride, etc. for you, and this will change constantly depending on how tired you are, the distance that you're running, the speed that you're running, and every single step you take while running provides your body with a new learning opportunity. It gets biomechanical feedback, it gets biofeedback, it gets proprioceptive feedback, and then it makes small adjustments almost constantly, making small adjustments to find what is for you at that moment in time the most efficient way to run. So, yeah, I'm not going to give out ideal cadences, because they are unique to each individual. Tall you are, if you're like me with very short legs and a long torso, or if you've got a short torso and long legs, which is what you would prefer if you wanted to be a really good runner. But yeah, there are just so many things. Tibial length versus femur length. All of these things play a role, because our body effectively works on a system of levers, which is physics. And those forces will all change depending on how long those lever arms are, how short they are, how long and short they are relative to each other. So, yeah, I hope I didn't make that answer too complicated, because the simple version is to run at what feels comfortable to you and not to do too much outside manipulation.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much. Rob, I hope that helps. And yeah, best of luck on your journey. If you've got any other questions, pop them into that private Facebook group, and we'll be sure to get to them as soon as we can. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.